I'm joined by Gail Hanslick from Christians Against Poverty Kingston Branch, based at St John's Church in New Malden, and that her capacity is the Debt Centre Manager. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, tell me, what is CAP?
CAP stands for Christians Against Poverty, and it's a charity which provides free debt help for people who are struggling with debt. It also does have some other frontline services like job clubs and life skill courses. It also runs like budgeting or money management courses as well, and fresh start groups which help people who are trying to break soft addictions.
And you're offering free advice. What kind of problems are people facing at the moment?
Well, with the whole COVID crisis, some people are facing unemployment, and so this has had an impact on their finances. And we offer help to people who are struggling with debt. So, some people who can't face their or aren't able to pay their rent or have rent arrears or fallen behind and just struggling. It can be a small debt, it can be large debt, which has just spiraled out of control. So anyone really, we offer help. It's a free charity and all our advice comes from our head office. But the local churches work together to provide a service to people in... Well, our debt centre covers the Borough of Kingston, but also beyond as well. But there is a website, a national website, capuk.org. And if you click on the website, if you put in your postcode, you can see where there's a debt centre in your area to see whether there's help available.
Fantastic. And how has the COVID pandemic impacted the work the charity does?
Well, at the moment, we are still offering a service. We hadn't been offering a face-to-face service. Normally, we go into people's homes or we would offer a church-based service where people would come. They would be referred through a national helpline. The number is 0800 328 0006. That's 0800 328 0006. It's a free phone line number which is operated by CAP's head office. And so anyone who's facing debt could ring that number and be referred to a local debt centre.
Brilliant. And you say that people can take 3 years before they start to look at their debt problems. Why do you think that is?
Sometimes it can just be embarrassment or shame or just wanting to have like magical thinking, hoping everything will go away, that they'll wake up one day and suddenly won the lottery or there will be some intervention. It's really hard to face up to. It's fear. You can just feel like it's spiraled out of control and just see a great big mountain before you and think, oh goodness, how am I going to get out of that? But just to say that, CAP on the other end of a phone, and they can just put you in touch with the local centre who can provide support with you for you. And we are going to be working with like Kingston Food Bank as well, who will be referring clients to us too. And it's all done in strict confidence. And so just to reassure people, that they're not on their own. And we say it's a journey out of debt. And so it just takes that first phone call just to make contact and have the courage to do that, just to know that we will walk alongside you. And they're volunteers from local churches who usually come out on visits, and we would just help people, just support them. People haven't got any food in their homes, and so we could help with like food bank vouchers or doing emergency shops. Just to provide support when things are looking bleak. So there is help at hand, and if we can't help, we will signpost to other agencies.
Absolutely. You mentioned how it can impact on other parts of their lives. Obviously then, if you haven't got enough money for your rent and things, that impacts on what you've got for your food, and all your basic needs are starting to get very difficult. So what would you say is the impact of debt on other parts of someone's life?
Like the not just like the luxuries go, but just being able to eat. For some people, they really don't know how they're going to put, you know, a meal on the table. And yeah, we have had people who have just been living on pasta. So it is, we will help, like through advice from the head office, or the head office will prepare a budget based on the person's income and outgoings, and they will help them to see a way forward and to find the best route out of debt for them. We don't offer money, but it's a free service, just being able to help people to get control back in their lives, and just know that they're not on their own, that there is help out there. And if they do need help, as I say, like with food or like through with fuel top-ups, it can be difficult to make the first step to ask for help, but there's so many people. And also, like, the response has been amazing in Kingston. The church is working together, who have just provided food parcels and help for people who have been in crisis.
And you said earlier that it can take quite a while for people to look at their debt problems, sometimes years. Do you think there's still a stigma attached to debt?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. So often, sometimes there can be circumstances where, there's overspending, and or there could be like a sudden job loss. And, people still feel embarrassed and could just, just feel like they're failing. And so they don't want to admit, there's a problem, and they could try and hide it. Like with anything where you feel that you could feel like you're not measuring up. And or if you've got children, you don't want to tell them, or your family members that you're struggling. So it's easy just to hide behind a front and just think, oh, this problem will go away. But when the door starts knocking, and if there's enforcement action, or it can just feel just so out of control, and people just feel such shame, and they just want to bury their heads in the sand and not open the post. And this is all normal, a normal reaction to it. So just to say that there is help available.
Yeah, and by the sound of things can obviously spiral so quickly, as you're saying, that the sooner you can face up to that and reach out for that help, the better, really. And finally, just ask, how can people reach you in that case, particularly during the pandemic?
Okay, so there's two ways. So the free phone number, as I said, is 0800 328 0006. That's 0800 328 0006. And also the website is capuk.org. That's cap, that's C-A-P, capuk.org. And there's information on there also about our other services like job clubs and life skill courses. Job clubs, they've at the moment, people are attending the job clubs like online, but they're a great source of help for people who just need also encouragement to build confidence, to get back in the workplace, help with, writing a CV, and just build, to build some new skills. That's really good too.
Gail, thank you so much for your time and for all of your work, for all of you at Christians Against Poverty. Best of luck with everything going forwards, and thank you very much indeed.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.